Prior to the hearing in U.S. Southern District Court today in Manhattan over the motion requesting compassionate release for civil rights attorney Lynn Stewart, hundreds of her supporters held a lunchtime rally and spoke outside the court. One of them was Mercy Van Lack of Grannies for Peace.
Hey, Lynn Stewart! We're here to see justice. We'd like to see Lynn Stewart freed for compassionate release. She's not hurting anyone. She was doing her job defending somebody nobody likes, and she defended a lot of poor people. She's an amazing lawyer. She's a wonderful person. She's a grandmother. She's sung with us with the Raging Grannies, and she shouldn't die in jail. It's a horrible thing. I'm hoping that the outpouring, there's like 100 people here today alone, and we've been doing this every week and trying to drum up interest and get people to pay attention to what's going on, because our human rights are at stake here, our civil rights, and if they can imprison her, they can imprison anyone. We're all on that block.
The court was packed with her supporters, who occupied all 63 seats with an overflow room and was diverse in ages and ethnic groups. Lynn Stewart's counsel asked U.S. District Court Judge John Cottle to grant compassionate release through an emergency motion 2255, citing that Stewart will likely die before the Federal Bureau of Prisons administrative remedy process is exhausted. Judge Cottle listened to arguments without ruling today, but he expressed doubt that the law gives him latitude to order Stewart's release. Defense argued the prison detected a mass in her lungs in June 18, 2012, carried out a biopsy only in November, and didn't start treatment until mid-January of this year, and said they were virtually speechless why the prison didn't follow community standards of care. The judge was concerned that the motion filed by defense would mean a revision of his original sentence as being unconstitutional, and he couldn't agree that the sentence was unconstitutional because it was affirmed in the Court of Appeals. The defense argued there were loopholes in the statutes that granted powers to the Bureau of Prisons that perhaps weren't intended. The prosecution said the Bureau of Prisons adopted a working system and that it wasn't appropriate at this time to imply it didn't apply anymore, and the federal judge didn't have the authority to override a motion made by the Bureau of Prisons. Stewart applied Wednesday for compassionate release for a second time. Federal officials rejected her first request in June, in part on grounds she had more than 18 months to live. Her lawyers say doctors have revised that estimate to less than 18 months. Stewart was convicted of letting communications from an Egyptian sheikh serving a life sentence reach his followers. She's been in prison since 2009. After the hearing, where the judge said he would take the defense and prosecution arguments under advisement, Ralph Poynter, Lynn Stewart's husband, spoke to the crowd.
What is the hope? Well, as the prosecution said, it is up to the warden. That means if the warden is arbitrary and decides against his own staff that there is no compassionate release called for, then justice is denied. And there is no possibility of asking for justice. They hold the papers, and the papers that they did submit, they lied about. They lied about every condition that Lynn had. They say she's getting better, and her white blood cell count is so low she has to be in quarantine. They say she's getting better, and the growths in her lungs are growing. They say she's getting better. Cancer continues to spread. And they say they don't have to show you the papers that give us these facts. And so we have the papers now, and they say the papers do not say that.
The papers were what?
They say the papers do not say what they plainly say. Lynn is dying in jail. She has lost 50 pounds. I don't know what she has to do to prove that she is ill other than die on the bathroom floor, as some of the prisoners in Carswell have done. Died on the floor, and staff has said they were just faking it. How far do you have to go to prove that you're dying? You have to be dead. So let us hope that hope against hope, that the judge takes it into his hands to see that the warden in Washington ask for compassionate release.
Poynter said he didn't feel anything positive. He said, "I heard the questions asked of the prosecution and defense and said it's like reading tea leaves, and he's no good at reading tea leaves." For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.
Thank you.